The Holy Gospel today is taken from the 10th chapter of Luke. Now as Jesus and his disciples went out on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about many things, but there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. This is the word of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Hallelujah. So I had them point out the bottom line of the thing, because that's what I want to talk about today. The bottom line of Jesus based on God's math. So the bottom line, you know what the bottom line is, right? What's the bottom line? Someone say what the bottom line is. A conclusion which you end up with, especially like in accounting. So it's the, you know, it's the bottom line. Here's the essence. It's what's on the thing. The one thing, the thing that Mary is sitting there doing, is receiving the one thing. So I'm going to give you the bottom line. Now, to give my credentials, in 1982, I was the annual high school mathematics examination winner in my high school. So I know math. So just to be clear. Now, I'm not going to teach math. Well, I'm going to teach some God math today. You know, and that's really what the stories of our gospel are. They're just story problems, you know. Remember those story problems you had to do in math? That's all gospel things are. Now, we're not going to talk about quadratic equations. And if you remember that, in algebra, a quadratic equation is any equation having the form where x represents an unknown, and a, b, and c represent known numbers, with a not equaling zero, and if a equals zero, then the equation is linear, not quadratic, as there is no term. Now, that's not what we're going to talk about, which is good, because I don't really know what that is. But we're going to talk about, well, there's a term for when the mother of Mary gave birth to Jesus. A term that she is called is Theotokos, which means God bearer. So I'm going to do some Theotokian equations. Now that's a really horrible math humor. So probably nobody got that, it looks like. So no more humor. So here's the first equation. And I'm going to use my notebook to give you the first equation. Remember, this is God math, maybe mixed in with a little Eric math, but which is when I won that contest and Mr. Mesler, the calculus teacher, said, "Eric, how do you do this problem?" And then I did it, and he's like, "That is really not typically how you would do that problem." Well, I'm not typical. All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Anybody see that? 1 plus 1 equals what? Infinity, right. Right, the term for that is, it rhymes with biscuit. Lemniscuit. So that's the term. It means ribbon in Latin or Greek. But it means infinity. When Jesus says to Martha and Mary, Mary's doing the good thing. She's sitting here with me, gaining some knowledge. She's gaining some infinite knowledge. Maybe another way is some transcendent knowledge. Maybe another way of thinking about it is, it's like when you see a glorious sunset and you just sit there and you feel and you know that you're a creature and there's a creator and it's amazing. That's the kind of knowledge that she was getting. Sitting with Jesus is a good thing. That's what we're doing now. That's why we come. We want to receive something every time we come here. The next text, which we'll hear next week, is part of the bookends of this text. This comes next in chapter 11. It's the Lord's Prayer. sometimes just sitting and saying the Lord's Prayer. I just went and visited someone and said the Lord's Prayer with them. It's a glorious thing. Those words, you know them, we're going to say them. But those are the words that came right out of Jesus' mouth. Sitting with Jesus, you gain an infinite perspective. Try this for a week. Here's the experiment. Go back to the, when you get home, or even now, or during the service, when you get a chance, look at that Colossians reading. You read that two or three times, especially that verses 15 through 23, just about who Jesus is. The image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Just dwell in that for a while. Our transcendent creator, powerful God, comes to us in a way where we can sit with our God. That's amazing. That's amazing. So that's the first piece of God math. And I, you know, chew on that Colossians text like you might chew on a piece of beef jerky, if you like beef jerky. You know how that is. Like, well, it's got pretty good flavor. And there's a lot of flavor in there, so you got to keep chewing and chewing. Yep. And eventually you swallow it, you take another piece. It's all good. All right, here's the second one. Sort of the same, and we'll see if you've seen this equation before. Right? That one's a little more obvious. 1 plus 1 equals 0, right? Everybody knows that equation. No? Well, I'm getting some big frowns right now. let me change it just a little bit. Maybe if I'll make it obvious. Okay, should have had Pastor Beth draw that, not me. I was trying to draw the United States. Okay, so it's supposed to be the world. You know, that the zero represents the world. It represents the world. And it's a way for us to know who we are in the world when we sit with Jesus. What are the things that all the Gospels tell us about? Well, we're forgiven. The Gospel of Luke is filled with forgiveness. In fact, there's a huge radical aspect in this moment where this woman, Mary, is sitting with Jesus. She is transformed. Her formation as a person is transformed because she's sitting with a male, which is not normal. And she's sitting and learning from a male, so she is acting like a male in that society. Now, for us, that's not a thing. But in that day, it was scandalous. Scandalous. And that's how forgiveness is as well to this day. It's scandalous. What do you mean forgiveness? It should be retribution. No. God says forgive. What do you mean grace available to everyone? It's a gift to all people. Scandalous. But that's our God. That's who Jesus represents. He reminds us that in the world, we are grace-filled. We are forgiven children of God. And like Mary, we are son, S-O-N, filled. Filled with God's grace when we sit with Jesus. Okay, the third one, this one should be obvious. Well, maybe not, if the first two weren't, but let's see if I can. All right, let's see how you like this one. There we go. 150 plus 1 equals 98,503. Does that one make sense? Someone's got to figure this one out. That's a zip code. Okay, so you got that part, right? And 150, that's how many people are here about. So 150 people plus Jesus equals a transformed community. That's part of what it means to follow Jesus. I mean, the community garden was just written about. It's transforming our community. For what we do here, we have our laundry. We're working on building showers to meet the needs of those who struggle with homelessness. The church a kitty corner from us has a food bank. The church kitty corner over there, if you haven't been by there for a while, has become a Korean church. A church filled with people that we might not necessarily be able to reach, but with the Korean language, they can reach people who have Korean descent or that's their primary language in that church. There's so many examples of what Jesus does with a community of people. And so that's a reminder for us as well. That's the bottom line for us as well. It's a way of being. Now, how do you do that? How do we go with Jesus and learn how to love our neighbor? That's the other bookend. You had the Lord's Prayer coming up. We just had the Good Samaritan. What does it mean to love your neighbor? Chew on that piece of beef jerky for a while. The Good Samaritan. You'll come up with something. And especially if you sit and listen to what Jesus has to say. Listen to that bottom line. Dwell in the God math of Jesus. It will come at you in so many different ways. And you don't have to be the annual high school mathematics examination winner. Jesus will come to you on whatever level you need. You just got to listen, sit, and listen, and then go, and then go. So I want to offer you a blessing. It's a song, a little song that Terry helped me with here. I was just sitting in my office right before the service, and this phrase, "I found a light to set me free," came up, and then, well, some other words came up. So this is my blessing to you. I found a light to set me free. It came from God to you and me to shine a path that all may see and show the way of how to be a child of God. We all can claim when we know the holy name of Jesus Christ, the light come down. So follow him, God's grace our crown. Thank you.